And it's so big that I get quite emotional about it. So I would like to change the subject. That is my baby. Just like you are my babies. And I don't like to see you hurt. And neither do I like to see in my mind what is going to happen when you've had enough. And Mother Nature doesn't have to do it the way you do it, with intentional thought of something. When it's too far out of balance, she'll just put it back in balance. And that's when all of you get out of balance rapidly. So we need to bring that energy focus back into balance. And this is what this Council of Light would be struggling to do. To, for goodness sakes, let us open our own energy, our own beingness, and bring it out here. And allow this wonderful light that we are to bring healing and balance back to this wonderful place. And your enemies will call you idiots, clowns, New Age kooks. This is not New Age. This is as ancient as the world. And you are a projection of God's thought to the last tiny corpuscle, to the last tiny molecule. And He has gifted you with individual DNA, RNA structuring. DNA is your blueprint. RNA tells how you're going to work and how you're going to fuel yourself. And it's all made up of amino acids and proteins and minerals. So you're given the gift of life. That's called breath. Listen, little crow. All of you near Los Angeles should listen to little crow. And he'll put it right exactly where it is. It's a going back to our light path. We are light beings. We cannot be otherwise. And a lot of those lights have gone out. It doesn't mean that man is built in the image of God, man. You are the image of God, light. And you've thrown it away. You've tossed it away as if it's worthless. You are the image of God, not your body. Your soul, yourself. You. Uniquely you. All of you should look at this article on sheep cloning. It's hit your nation. It's hit your local paper. If you can clone sheep, how much easier to clone man? It's time to take notice, isn't it? When it begins to hit the paper, when they have been cloning calves, cows and tomatoes for years, and it begins to hit your local paper, what do you suppose they're trying to tell you? They're getting you ready. Right. I think we shouldn't go farther into this subject today. I think we should devote an entire weekend to this subject. And I would hope that you would come back to share with us when we can get around to doing that, because you're going to find that I'm not so far off or far out than what you are experiencing and learning and teaching yourselves, or you wouldn't be doing it. Each of us comes along and maybe the thrust appears to be different. And maybe our understanding is a little bit different. But as we gather together to share, we find we have no differences. We have some lacks of understanding. And that's all there is to it. And until man can live and join without this bigotry that takes place or this indoctrination, you can't come to my church if you don't believe in dipping rather than dripping. Who cares about either?
Well, you drip after you dip.
Yes, well, whatever. Come on, we're talking about soul individual. And water on your head isn't going to make any difference, do you see? Water is a cleansing thing. And you try to make an example of something and, oh, well, over there, you know, they dip instead of drip. Or let us christen this child with holy water and it's going to do something. What is it going to do? Everything is symbolic. That's all you have. So if you want to wear an icon around your neck for the right reasons, use it. A talisman, use it. But be careful. Do not give to this thing power. It has none. Nothing has anything except what you give it. And if you have some little ritual, with Eric it would be Baba. I guess I'm going to put this up here because I consider this Baba's place. And I'm going to put my thought and my prayer and my hope here. It doesn't mean he's literally put anything there. Or maybe he's literally put something there. It says to the heart and the mind, please, God, attend this. It is your indication of sharing. When the ritual becomes the thing, or the talisman becomes the power, you have built your altars to icons. And that's not you. Believe me, it's not you, and it isn't going to save you. You can have the golden altar and the greatest temple, and it will do nothing but pull you down into destruction because it will distract you. You are the power, and you are the soul, and you are the energy. And this is a quality on earth that is evaporating. You have to hold on to it because enough generations have now passed that if you don't hold on to it, it will be gone. And with it goes civilization and the species. Because man was not meant to be a dark slithering snake. Man was built in the image of God. And if we don't get back in that image, then it isn't worth a tinker's damn to go on with the projects. Except for the experience. And to lose a species is a sad thing. You can lose civilization after civilization. But when you lose the species, the greatest gift in all the universe, thought, reason, and choice, and a free will to express, you've lost it, kids. And when I say you, I use that generically for your world. Because you, who are within the light, aren't going to lose anything, are you? Except maybe a round of experience. But we're not going to lose that either. And if you think we are, think again. God wins. God, too, has a plan. And he always wins. The creator of something always wins. Because the created, even though they think they can surpass the creator, they have to understand, and this is where I got into such trouble with Leon, who misunderstood the meaning. If a creator can create, a creator can uncreate. It's gone, see. That show was pretty bad. Burn the tape. That is the qualification of a creator. And so I'm often asked, well, why don't you just create better? That's what we're doing. What do you think we're doing? Did you think God was going to do it for you? You said you could do it. I'm not sure I volunteered. either, because I know every one of you will deny it. So we're all groveling again. But here we're trapped, aren't we? We may as well create it, mustn't we? And every now and then, I see it, every now and then, I see such creative power crossing your brain. And you will say, I've got it, I've got it. All we have to do is create it. Well, what do you think we're doing? Do you think that out of Tehachapi, from someone who doesn't leave the basement, we should be doing business in gold mines, oil, and OPEC in South Africa? You think that's normal for the day? Well, it's gotten to be. How many of you think that's normal, though? You think you should know the people who move all the Federal Reserve money around the world? Come on, kids. Let's grow up. Get a life. Let's create a life. We don't like what we don't have. Let's get it. But we have to get it properly, or we've negated our purpose. And if we're tired of waiting, let's do it. Why do we have to continue to wait and wait and wait and wait? God wins. I hope you're still around. That's up to you. Just as I have to say to Zita, it's up to you now. There's no reason you can't do it now if you want to do it. Is the other half of the journey worth it? Is what you have to say. Well, my legs are going to hurt and my bones are... Well, we have to heal that, don't we? But we can't do it. She must do it. And so everything is a choice. Well, does that make her lesser if she doesn't do it? No. Does that give us less responsibility for giving all of these sisters and brothers support? No. We must. Or we are not worthy of that reflection. But we don't have to walk around like pious idiots either. That bores me. I mean, that really bores me. Someone trying to impress me with their piety. We are beings. And if we are not worthy of something more than piety, we've insulted God. And if you think that you have a God with so little passion as to even produce me who yells, then you don't know God, and you better get with it. You are talking about the passion of the universe who has thought you into existence. And I know, Dharma often says, well, he shouldn't have. He doesn't make mistakes either. Only you perceive them as errors. Usually because you don't want to change. I don't want to go in there one more time. Well, quit. You see, we don't play games with her anymore. Some of you we let get away with a few things. We don't let her get away with anything else. She was given an opportunity to walk back across that threshold. Don't come across here, lady, until you know that you're going to stick it out. And you see, I don't listen to this flapping thing here when I'm not here. Because she's going to quit. She's going to do this. She's going to do that. She's not going to do anything except continue with what we're doing. Because you people can't seem to separate what is your purpose and your real drive from what you think all this consciousness is doing. And when it really comes down to it, God measures intent within. And if it's a secret from you, then it just has to be a secret and you go right on with whatever it is you're thinking. while we go right on with our job. And no, you're not going to go nuts and you're not going to do all those other cop-out deals. We're going to go and do our job. And when it's proper to take a respite, we do it. And I'm sure that now it's really late. Anybody have anything else urgent that won't last until next week?
I just want to say, out by Friday, back Tuesday.
Right? Zabel got it. Les comes down here and he's got it now. And he'll probably put it on a placard for you. And we couldn't manage. We wouldn't be doing nearly so well with colloids and vortex apparatus and so forth if it weren't for Les to come here and share with us. And I want everybody to know how much we appreciate that. Anything else? Salu. Go in peace.